Senator Michael Levitt is here to talk about his Fox TV Thanksgiving Day special, Cause for Pause, an all-star dog spectacular, and give us his spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Charlotte. Pleasure to meet you.
Tell us about your television special on Fox.
We're really excited about it. Basically, it's a two-hour primetime special that is a celebration of rescue dogs and the joy they bring to our lives when we adopt them. And it's the first time that a television network has ever dedicated 2 hours of primetime television or any primetime programming to animal rescue. So it's truly groundbreaking on that level. And within the special, we're going to feature amazing, amazing rescue dogs. There's over 50 of them that will be on the show. And viewers will actually have the opportunity to apply to adopt any of the dogs that they are interested in, sign up to foster a dog, and also donate money that will go to the Pet Finder Foundation and ultimately be distributed to wonderful rescues doing all the great work they do across the country. And they will apply for donations via a grant writing process. But when we sold the special, we were very clear that we didn't want it to be a sad Sarah McLachlan commercial, if you will. And we love Sarah McLachlan, and she's an amazing animal advocate. But the point being, this is truly a celebration of dogs and what they bring to our lives. And we'll not be sad, but we'll be hopeful and inspirational. It's something the whole family can watch on Thanksgiving night on Fox.
Who will be hosting the show?
The show is hosted by Hillary Swank and Jane Lynch. We couldn't be happier to have both of these amazing women anchoring our show, and both obviously are huge animal lovers. Hillary is actually producing the special with me, and the person that I brought my idea to that I believe really helped make the special possible, because without her name attached, I think we would have had a harder time getting it sold. Also, we have a huge list of celebrities joining us on the special. In addition to Jane and Hillary hosting, you can look forward to appearances by Scarlett Johansson, Kathy Griffin, Sharon and Kelly Osbourne, Rebecca Romaine Stamos, Kristen Chenoweth, cast members from Glee, Whitney Cummings. We've got a lot of people coming out to support the show that are all about dog rescue and loving our animals and treating them like true members of the family.
What was your inspiration for creating it?
In 2011, sadly, my sister was battling cancer, and my partner Mark and I thought it would be a good time to adopt a dog once my sister passed. And I started looking prior to her passing, if you will, and we found this dog named Trooper that was the sweetest, kindest pit bull you could ever meet. He was rescued from Moreno Valley Shelter in Southern California. He had 12 BB pellets inside of him, we discovered when we took him to the vet. Obviously a really tough life. And we adopted him. We adopted him 4 days before my sister died. She met him. And there's a famous saying in the animal world, when you take a dog into your family, which is who rescued who. And I learned that firsthand during, you know, what was a very difficult time in my life. And this dog, Trooper, he rocked our world. And he is what really inspired me to get involved in rescue. And what happened was it basically derailed my producing career. I took a year off to just simply save dogs. And since 2011, I've saved over 500 dogs from shelters in Southern California and placed them into wonderful homes. But as rescuers, we're saving one dog at a time. But as a producer, I knew I could do so much more to do something on a national level that would have a huge impact. And that's how I came up with the idea for the special. And the premise is really that we've seen the entertainment industry come together for Hurricane Katrina, Hope for Haiti, and Stand Up for Cancer. Well, now it's time for them to rally for Man's Best Friend. And that's really how the special came about.
What would you like to accomplish with this show?
What I'd really love to accomplish from the show is obviously to adopt the 50 or so dogs that will be featured on the special, but as importantly, to create awareness for the millions of viewers that will be realize that when dogs or cats are surrendered to a shelter, they often only have 4 to 5 days to live because there's so much overcrowding in the shelter. So many animals are euthanized because they simply don't have room. There's 8 million animals that come into our shelters each year, and 4 million don't make it out alive. And I think if people were aware of that, they would hopefully consider choosing rescue instead of, let's say, going to a pet store or to a breeder. When you adopt a dog from a breeder or from a pet store that gets their dogs from puppy mills, a dog in the shelter basically dies, and that's just really sad. And when you actually go to a rescue organization to adopt your dog, you see two dogs, the dog that you take home to be part of your family and the spot that you open up for that rescue to save another dog. And I think if people were really aware of that, they would hopefully consider rescuing. The other thing that's interesting is there was a research study done, and I was really surprised to learn that the demographic that is most misinformed about shelter animals is 18 to 30. I thought it would be older people, but it's really the younger generation that has this misperception that animals in shelters are troubled dogs. That's just simply not the case. I mean, of course, there are animals in shelters that do have problems, but for the most part, these animals are there because the people that had them were troubled and gave them up. And when you rescue a dog or a cat, they are the most grateful, and they give that back to you tenfold. And that's what I would like to accomplish, is to create awareness that will ultimately motivate, hopefully, thousands of people to consider rescuing, to bring an animal into their family.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
My personal commitment to LGBT civil rights is to basically lead by example and to use my job as a television producer to portray members of the LGBT community in the most positive light possible. I was the executive producer of Kathy Griffin, My Life on the D-List, which was a wonderful example of how I use my job to really help move the LGBT civil rights movement forward. In fact, we did a very special Prop 8 episode, which I'm so proud of, in which we met with several LGBT teenagers that were living at the Gay and Lesbian Center in Los Angeles because they were rejected by their families, and they were taken in by the center. And Kathy and our show met with them and really learned about their struggle and the adversity that they faced, and really helped to educate them on why Prop 8 was so important at the time and what Prop 8 represents and why that is still obviously important. And we ended up taking these kids with us to Sacramento to an actual rally to encourage them to really become active and involved in the movement. And that's an example of something I'm very proud of in support of LGBT civil rights. And then just in general, whenever I do a show, having LGBT people participate that are great representatives of our community. I'm currently producing a reality series called Skin Wars, which is a body painting competition series on the Game Show Network, which Rebecca Romijn is the host, but RuPaul is one of our judges. An amazing, amazing man, as you know. And on season one, we had two gay contestants that were incredible artists, amazing people, and really represented our community and did us proud. So anytime I can use my job to help the movement, I'm happy to do so.
What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in the next few years?
Well, let me just say this. I'm actually blown away by how far we've come since I was growing up. For me, it's amazing that at least in bigger cities, kids can be open, out, and proud in high school, and for the most part, nobody cares. That being said, it breaks my heart when I hear of LGBT kids being rejected by their own families, and for me, this has to stop. I'm grateful for the support of the LGBT community to help these kids, but my hope is that we can eventually live in a time where all people love their children unconditionally and don't reject them simply because they are lesbian, gay, bi, or transgender.
LGBT LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
Well, listen, bullying is not fun for anybody, but sadly, it's the reality of our world, and it doesn't go away when we get older. I think I'd say to these kids that they are not alone, and at some point or another, everybody has to face a bully. But the good news is there's a light at the end of that tunnel, and this too shall pass, and there's way more cooler people in the world than there are bullies. And to understand the mindset of a bully, I think, helps. Bullies are troubled, they're cowards, and they're to be pitied, quite honestly.
How can people get information about your TV special and when it will be airing?
People can go to our website, which is fox.com/causeforpause, where they can find out all the information on the special, including they can see all the profiles of the beautiful, beautiful dogs of all different breeds, sizes, ages, puppies, you name it, they're on the website. And that's where they can learn about the special, which again is airing Thanksgiving night on Fox from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific Eastern Time.
What other projects are you working on?
Currently, I'm in pre-production for Skin Wars Season 2, which will air this spring. Again, that's the body painting competition show on the Game Show Network. It was a big hit. How could it not be when you have RuPaul as one of our judges? And we were really excited to do something innovative where people really see something they've never seen before, which is using the human body as a canvas and creating these amazing works of art. And we look forward to creating equally as exciting challenges this season, and I'm sure incorporating members of the LGBT community into Season 2. And then I'm also will be producing the TV Land Awards, which is also a big favorite of the LGBT community. I created that special. We did 10 amazing years, and then TV Land ended up canceling it in 2011. But the good news is they realized they made a mistake because the viewers spoke out and they realize how much the fans missed the show, and we're bringing that back. And so that will air April 18th on TV Land.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
There's not so much a question I wish people would ask me. I would just love to say that with regard to Cause for Paws and All-Star Dog Spectacular, if you are a dog lover and you've been touched by the joy that your dog has brought to your life, please tune into the special, set your DVR, and share it with your friends and family on Facebook, because if this special is successful, Fox will continue to do it every year, and we will have this amazing platform to create awareness for animal rescue. So in honor of all your dogs that you love, please watch on Thanksgiving night on Fox, and if you can't watch live from 8 to 10, set your DVRs and celebrate dogs and what they bring to our lives and make a difference.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I do. It's a quote from David Brinkley, and I think it's a very befitting quote for this interview, especially based on what you asked me about my advice for LGBT kids that are bullied. And the quote or mantra is, "A successful person is one who can lay a firm foundation with the bricks that others have thrown at them." And I think that's really important. You know, life is tough. We all face adversity. Our success is not so much defined on what we achieve, but how we handle ourselves in the face of adversity and get through time.